The stars are right, and that means it's time for another episode of The Whisper in Darkness. I'm your host, The Man from Leng. Thank you very much for joining me today. On this episode, we are reviewing the Guardian cards in Into Deep, the first Mythos pack in the Innsmouth Conspiracy Cycle. There are spoilers throughout, if you care about that sort of thing. If you enjoy what you hear, remember to like, comment, and subscribe. Before we get started, a quick reminder about the rating system here on The Whisper in Darkness. We rate cards on an Elder Sign to Tentacle scale, Elder Sign being the best, and Tentacle being the worst, with a zero sitting right in the middle. Before I get started, I'd like to thank the patrons of this channel for their tremendous support. The Arkham Horror LCG community is amazing, and these people have gone above and beyond to bring you content like these player card reviews. If you'd like to support the channel's goals and see your name up on this list, head over to patreon.com, sign up for a tier of your choice, and claim your rewards. That would be awesome. Without further ado, let's get started. There are two Guardian cards in the pack. The first card is Riot Whistle. This was spoiled in the FFG preview article. It is a two-cost asset with a willpower skill icon, the item and tool trait. You may take an additional action during your turn, which can only be used to engage. The Riot Whistle takes up an accessory slot. Now, when this card was spoiled, I said some bad things about this card, and received a little bit of feedback from viewers who took issue with my negative comments about this card, reminding me that it is potentially good in multiplayer, where you are engaging more enemies than you do in solo.
True, yeah. In solo play, you tend to just take the enemies as they come, so you're not really spending your time engaging enemies, barring maybe Carcosa with the man in the pallid mask. But yeah, I think aside from that, it's pretty strictly a multiplayer card. Zoe does get some extra use out of it, however, as she does gain additional resources from engaging enemies. So
right,
could be worth considering with Zoe.
Yeah, it is. I guess it could be potentially useful if you are run into a scenario with a lot of aloof enemies in solo, but generally scenarios aren't designed that way. I don't think, have we seen a scenario that has all aloof enemies?
I think for the greater good, and maybe parts of the second scenario in that campaign, at Death's Doorstep, I think some of the neophytes have aloof.
Right.
But apart from that, like maybe like whippoorwills or something like that too, but
yeah, but I think if you're like, for the greater good is mid campaign, and I think if you had this, I don't think you would include this in your deck for a mid campaign scenario. You're really looking for more to get more value than this card would provide in solo at least. The only other thing I have to say about it is that it does take up that accessory slot. So it does, you mentioned Zoe, so it would conflict with her cross and other potentially good guardian assets, such as the empty vessel, the hallowed mirror, and the police badge. So that is something to keep in mind if you're wanting to run this. You'd have to pick up the if you wanted this and the other effect, then you'd have to pick up, what's the card?
Relic Hunter?
Relic Hunter, yeah. Mm-hmm. So, what would you rate this card, Nate?
I think I'd give it an Elder thing. I think barring multiplayer and barring certain scenarios and campaigns, I find myself more than likely just keeping this in my collection.
Yeah, I think I'd agree with you and give this an Elder thing. It's not going to see play in I'm not going to be playing this anytime soon, and I have a feeling that if I did play a Guardian in multiplayer, I would probably forget this card existed and forget to put it in my deck, and I'm not sure I would miss it either. The second card in the pack is Righteous Hunt. It is a one-cost event that costs one experience point. It has combat and agility skill icons and the tactic and blessed trait. It has the game text, engage, choose an enemy up to two locations away, move one location at a time to that enemy's location, engage it, and add blessed tokens to the chaos bag equal to that enemy's horror value. What do you think about this one, Nate?
This card's pretty sweet. This is basically like a shortcut plus a free engage, which is pretty cool. And then the additional blessed tokens is just kind of the cherry on top, I think. This is a pretty sweet card.
I'm going to disagree with you.
Really?
I do not like this card.
Really?
No. I think that the positives of it is it is an engage, like cards like Get Over Here and Taunt, and the blessed trait does synergize with Father Mateo, who we know at least one person who likes to play Father Mateo. And I like that the flavor text refers to Lita Chandler, I assume.
But, I assume that's her in the art, yeah.
But the number of blessed tokens that you're going to get from this is really depends on the horror value of the enemy. And that is going to... And I took a quick peek at the enemies in the Innsmouth Conspiracy Deluxe Expansion, and that number will be either 0 or 1 most of the time. So you're not really getting a ton of... You're not really going to get very many blessed tokens out of this. And for 1 XP, I mean, Get Over Here is free, doesn't cost any XP, and you get an attack out of it, which I think I would rather have than a blessed token. And for 1 extra XP, if I wanted to move, at least in multiplayer, then I would buy Safeguard too over this.
Yeah, fair point, I guess. I wouldn't play this for the adding of blessed tokens. I think you're gonna find very marginal use for that effect. But you know, a two moves and an engage is three actions worth of compression, so I think it's worth looking at. It's interesting. And if you were playing something like double and you had ways to like maybe engage multiple enemies, that would be kind of neat, where you could move and engage one enemy and then copy it and then move and engage another enemy. But yeah, maybe barring cases like that, you're right, man from like you're probably going to play something like Safeguard over a card like this.
Yeah, and I think with the movement, while like the extra movement is good, I'm not too sure how often you would be using that to move forward rather than backward. Because in solo, at least, most of the time, enemies are either going to spawn on you and you're going to evade them and leave them behind you, or I can't really think, unless there's like an acolyte or something that you have to spawn at an empty location, in which case this might actually be okay. Mm-hmm.
Makes me think of the various party guests from the Carcosa campaign, because those tend to spawn at locations like on opposite ends of the map where you tend to be, like in Unspeakable Oath, for instance. Constance spawns in the garden, and that's where you end up having to resign the scenario. So potentially like in a scenario like that, it might be useful. But
yeah, I just don't see myself playing this in solo. And I think if I want an engage effect, like Get Over Here also lets you move, and I think I prefer the attack to the blessed tokens, and I don't have to spend XP on it unless I want the upgraded version. So
yeah, I think you're probably right. In most cases, you would probably want the free attack over the blessed tokens. But
so I'm going to rate this as an elder thing.
I want to give it a 0, but you're probably right. So I think I'm also going to give it an elder thing.
All right, and that just a short one here. That is those are the Guardian cards in Into Deep. Riot Whistle and Righteous Hunt. Not a good pack from my perspective for the Guardians, at least from a solo player's perspective. Not many cards here that I will be interested in including in my deck. I should mention that the one reason I could see, actually, when I think about it, playing Righteous Hunt is since Father Mateo doesn't have this sort of access to an engage action, he might actually get some good use out of this.
Mm-hmm.
As opposed to a pure guardian who has access to many other engage type effects, and Father Mateo can certainly lean into the blessed tokens if he wants. So Righteous Hunt might be a zero in a more offensive Father Mateo deck.
But that's pretty niche. So barring
Yeah. And Riot Whistle, I will take everyone's word for it that it is useful in multiplayer. But from my solo player's perspective, this one is going to stay in the box. That's going to do it for this episode. If you enjoy what you hear, remember to like, comment, and subscribe. If you need to contact me, I can be reached at manfromlang@gmail.com. I am also on Twitter @manfromlang. Until the stars are right, keep your shotgun close and your elder sign closer. Take care out there, and happy investigating.